Welcome to Galaxy's Greatest, a Starfinder RPG actual play podcast trailing the adventures of a distant galaxy's greatest heroes. My name is Emma, and I'm the GM, leading my players through drift space and beyond as they overcome extraordinary challenges and uncover the galaxy's deepest secrets. Volume 2, Episode 15, Graham's Little Shadow. Last time, Snazdaka and Emmett traversed the tunnels below New Elysium after being separated from the group and meeting Malika Strongarm, Paladin of Order. They slogged through slime, past the pool, and found a forgettable trail of terrifying, ever-watching creatures, finally stumbling into a cavern with a familiar face.
This meeting is being recorded.
Thank you, Siri.
That was Pepper.
Yeah. So, what happened last time?
I remember is walked into a room and Graham was there.
Yeah. Do you remember seeing anything on the way?
Not really.
No, nothing there.
I mean, that was like the big takeaway for me.
Yeah.
I vaguely feel like I know we did other things.
Yeah, we walked around through this tunnel that kind of sloped downward. You guys had to go through different challenge rooms.
Those creepy spike limb critters.
Yeah, give me a mysticism check.
At least this time it's mysticism, and I'm good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Never medicine or nature. Wow, that's pretty good. Natural 17 plus 17 for 34.
All right. These creatures that you see are referred to by many as, just a moment, please, the Scene.
Yep.
T-H-E-S-E-E-N. They are often referred to as the Scene.
Yep, I like that less than I like the silence. So, you know, I don't like it.
What do you want to know about them?
I already know that they're not evil. So I would like to know, Rick, what are the things that I can know about them again?
Let me find out for you. You have a 34. So Starfinder.
I get like 3 pieces of information or something like that, because I think it's their CR plus.
Well, their CR is decently high, so.
God. Yay.
Identify creatures, Starfinder. That's gonna be. All right. This is a rare creature, which means the DC to identify is going to be 15 plus 1.5 times the creature's CR. So give me a moment. You get to know
You get to know one thing. What would you like to know?
I get to know one?
One thing.
Oh, no.
Oh. That's a, well, that tells me that its CR is very high. And I don't like that. Can I know?
So you can know like special abilities. You can know ecology. You can know,
if it
like
has
resistances and immunities, stuff like that.
Okay, so I can't ask like if it has a really good will save.
You cannot. The map is not loaded right now.
Sorry, I had to ask. Anyway, yeah, can I know if it has any resistances or immunities? Or do I have to pick one or the other?
Sure, that's the one you want.
What about special abilities, Alex?
Cool, cool, good choice, good choice, good choice, good choice.
What?
Is that your final answer? I guess not.
I'm going to give you one of the special abilities.
Yeah, great.
Oh, it's got more than one. Cool.
Yeah.
Give us quantum, the most terrifying one.
Quantum duality. The very act of observing the scene changes the creature on a molecular level, as in the scene creature, not you. Mm-hmm. The very act of observing the creature changes the creature on a molecular level. Whether a creature or magic or technological sensor is observing the scene changes its abilities and statistics as follows. While observed, while the scene is observed by any non-seen creature, magic, or technological sensor, its speed is 30 feet and it is corporeal. It can also attempt stealth checks to hide in plain sight.
Ew.
Unobserved.
Wow.
While nothing is directly observing the scene, its speed is 60 feet and it is incorporeal.
So basically, it's not just the silence. It's like, what if the silence and the weeping angels had a baby? And it had spiky limbs.
Yeah, that's how many exactly. Of these things
why are there? Do I hate this?
There are about, I think you guys counted around 50-something so far.
There are 54 is what I remember counting.
Well, okay.
Wow, I hate this. Cool, 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 cool. No doubt. Question, Emma.
They're not behaving aggressively, right?
No, they're right. Just watching
hit
you.
One, and it did nothing. So that's going to come back to bite me. But question, Emma.
Uh-huh.
Has Emmett been able to sense these using blind sense or blind sight thought?
Yeah, you have been able to.
Okay, cool, 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 cool. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, knowing what he knows now, Emmett is going to, at least part of his mental faculties are going to be focusing on extending his blind sense through thought to its maximum 30 feet. Or blind sight is 30 feet, blind sense is 60. So that's okay. That's his goal.
Okay.
Right now. He doesn't sounds want cool. One of these things to sneak up on him. Also, he's not going to tell, Snazdaka any of this because he doesn't want Snazdaka to have a panic attack.
Okay. Makes sense. So before you see what's
one
that?
Second. I got to write that down.
Okay. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Ominous sheet 13. You said it was S-E-E-N?
S-E-E-N, yep. And we're just going to say every time you see them again, because you will forget them.
Right.
You will...
I mean, I've been writing down the slash marks every time I see one.
Yeah, if you want to write down the abilities that they have, you can do that too, as long as there's somewhere to take note of it.
I'll put that in my phone or in my like communicator device.
Okay.
And I'm gonna set it to like basically remind, like I'm gonna set a reminder for like every 5 minutes.
Okay. That sounds good. Before you is a small pit. Like probably around 30 feet by 30 feet. And inside of the pit are about 20 of these creatures surrounding Graham. And Graham is standing with his back faced toward you. So you would be facing his back. Mm-hmm. And
so clarification. We have now encountered 72 of these creatures?
No, these are of the same amount that you've already seen.
Oh, great. Cool. Oh, God.
And there's a short ramp that leads down into this little pit. The walls are raised by about 15 feet or so. It's about a 30-foot radius pit. And these creatures part ways as you approach. And Graham is standing in the center.
Snapbacka, do you know who that that fellow is? Are we gonna need to smack him?
Is there an individual that's standing out? Did I miss something?
Graham
is standing in the middle.
Oh shit. Yeah, I definitely didn't hear that. Snazdakis would be just kind of staring at Graham. Be like,
Hungry, what are you stewing down here? And who are these little creepy crawlies you got hanging out with?
He doesn't respond.
I'm Gray, I'm talking to you. What are you doing down here?
No response.
How far away is he?
He's about 30. He's about 30 feet away from you. In order to get down to him, you would have to descend into this little pit.
Okay, I will telepathically communicate with him as per partner bond.
Mm-hmm.
And try to get his attention that way.
You feel him there. He is definitely alive. He's definitely there. He is definitely himself for the most part, but he is unresponsive.
Snaz will look over at Emmett and be like,
I knew that. Kill me over there. But there's something wrong with him. He wouldn't just be all quiet like that.
Malika, who is with all of you as well, she's on Remus. She's looking around at the scene and she looks back at all of you and says, making sure not to take her eyes off of these creatures, it seems they want us to descend into this hole.
Okay, yeah, like, that sounds great, but what's to stop them from, like, turning us into a vegetable, like this Hamgray person, which is a strange name, if I'm being honest.
Malik just sighs. I agree.
You agree that it's a strange name? Cool.
Okay.
I guess, how big around is the hole?
It is 30 feet in radius, so he's actually at the far end of it.
In his hole, and how deep down does the hole go?
It's about 15 feet down, and there's a little ramp.
And you said there's a ramp, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Snazdak is going to go marching down the hall.
All right, sounds good.
Emmett's going to take a deep sigh and follow.
Okay, and Malika and Remus will follow behind the two of you.
And Emmett is 100%, like, he is straining his thought processes to observe as many of these, even the ones that are behind him, with like sense thoughts, basically.
Okay.
He doesn't want to get taken unawares.
Great. Are you approaching Graham all the way up to about, like, up to where he is?
I'm following our orky friend. So it's whatever the orky friend is doing.
Yeah. I'm going to... I think Snaz will walk, get within 10 feet of him and not any closer.
Yeah.
And once he gets in within 10 feet, he's just going to start, he'll say,
"Hey, I'm Gray, what are you doing down here?"
Now, once you get within 10 feet radius.
Oh, there's a map. That makes me uncomfortable.
Uh-oh. Oh, I don't like it. That's okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Good vibes only.
Once you get within a 10-foot radius, you find yourself much farther from Graham than you initially thought you were. And you find that you're... your scenery has changed slightly. Thank you for changing the size of that.
Welcome.
Let me get Malika as well.
Why?
So that's like 80 feet.
Yeah, it's quite a bit farther than where you were. Now,
and is this like the background that we're seeing, is this what we're actually seeing, or is this just like a convenient map?
Oh, this is actually what you are seeing.
Okay, so there's like a big glowing fungus tree.
Yes.
And like grass and stumps.
Yeah, so as soon as you enter about a 10-foot radius of Graham, you end up in a completely different environment that's very dimly lit. And most of the light is coming from a fallen tree that is covered in some sort of glowing fungus. And you can see pretty much the whole area around you. There is a stump of a dead tree very close by. There is a smaller stump of a dead tree about 30 to 40 feet away from you. And there seems to be a very dead environment with some fungi that's growing, a little bit of grass. And off in the distance, pretty far actually, is Graham. And this time Graham is facing you. And he is looking toward each of you. You can see that he is probably much more coherent than he was when you first entered the pit.
Also, Snazdaka, you do feel that your connection with him is now stronger than it was before you guys were in this room.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I still have my hover disk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to scoot all around. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 12. Zoop. I'm going to get closer. And he's going to continue to shout at Hamgrave, trying to get his attention.
Okay, great. He looks up at you, and he does wave. But he doesn't move.
Don't like that. Don't like that at all.
I can't get rid of this arrow that I've created on the map, and I don't know how to get rid of it.
Okay.
Go over here to avoid, as best as possible, these blue things.
Yeah, okay.
Emmett's going to follow, because Emmett is trying to get within 60 feet to see if he can sense whether this mind is alien or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Snazdaka, and by alien, I mean non-humanoid.
Snazdaka is definitely beginning to assume that Hamgrave is not, in fact, Hamgrave. That he might be something else. So once he gets here, he's going to cast the cantrip Detect Magic.
Okay.
So that detects all magic spells, effects, items, and objects, as well as hybrid items in the area. You can't detect magical traps. Each round you concentrate on the same area, you can determine if one magical source you detect is from a spell, magic item, or other effect. And the caster level.
So other than the fact that you are not currently on the material plane, you don't detect much. Give me a mysticism check, both of you.
Okay. All right. Bonus is plus 13. Yeah, that's a 32.
I used my first ever D20 roll with the new dice that Dan got me.
Ooh.
And it was a natural 20.
Love that.
Or 37.
Okay. You are currently in the shadow plane.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like it. Oh no.
hard to tell where exactly in the shadow plane. But with your knowledge of mysticism, with an understanding that of how planes work, typically when you leave one plane and enter another, you enter from a similar spot within that plane. So like, if I leave asteroid 32 in the material plane and I enter the shadow plane from asteroid 32, then theoretically, most of the time, I should be on the shadow plane version of asteroid 32. So you would think that you are in the same general location, just on a different plane at the moment.
Cool. And do I sense the mind of this entity?
Yeah, you do. It seems as if he is very human, very, he doesn't seem to be alien or anything. And Snazdaka, you would get the feeling that this is Graham.
Okay. All right. We're gonna do it. Is he still facing away from us?
No, he is facing towards you, and he has waved at you and acknowledged you.
Snazdaka will move here.
Okay.
And then say,
Amgray, you need to start making sense of this. What are you doing down here?
They got you too, huh? Hang on, let me do it better. Give me a Graham voice, Mitch.
Yeah, they got you too, yeah?
What do you mean they's got me? No one's got me!
So, Graham explains that he has just been trapped here for a while. Ever since he went to go search for... what is it that he went to go search for, Graham? Or Mitch?
I believe the little girl in his head told him that he needed to go check the tunnels, and then when he got there, the door was open.
Got it. Well, he explains that ever since he went to go check the tunnels, he wound up here. He doesn't remember exactly how he got here, but he knows that he's somewhat trapped. Wherever he seems to walk, he can't really get out. And I'd like you to give me a perception check for me.
Ooh.
Is that for both of us?
That is for both of you.
All right. 16.
My perception bonus is a plus 5, 8.
Hey, I also rolled a 3, but I got a 16.
Emmett, you notice two things. Mm-hmm. First, Graham's feet seem anchored in place by the fungus around this tree. Now, that's not to say that he can only stand in one spot. However, as he moves, the fungus seems to move beneath his feet with him and tether him to the ground. The second thing you notice is that the fungus is seemingly not interested in either of you, or in any of you, Snazdaka, Malika, or Emmett. And like, you would probably be walking on top of this fungus just because it is everywhere, at least in splotches.
Yeah, I do a mysticism on the fungus.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was so ready for you to tell me no, it was life science. Okay, how about 32?
It seems to be some sort of dimensional anchor.
Is there any thing that I know of that could get rid of said fungus? Is the fungus suffused enough with the Shadowfell that it is technically evil?
It is definitely not considered evil. And it looks to be an integral part of the Shadow Realm, mm-hmm. the Shadow Plane.
Yay.
So I can't just get rid of it to free Graham and take him with us?
It doesn't look that way. It doesn't seem that way, mystically. He seems like he's in decent enough spirits, and it also seems as if his mind is together.
For now.
Hey, old Hamgrave, why don't you come out that here? little patch of mushrooms you got standing in over there.
And he walks over to you, Snazdaka, just says, explaining how it's good to see you again, and gives you a handshake. But as he walks, the fungus from the ground grows up and around his feet every time he takes a step, anchoring him here.
The moment he gets close to Snazdaka, Snazdaka is going to take a step down and off of his hover disc.
Okay.
Trying to avoid touching the fungus.
Okay.
And then he'll turn around, look at Hamgray, and say,
"Hey, Hamgray, why don't you step up on this here hover disc?"
Oh, wow. You still have this thing.
Of course. It's very okay.
Give me a, Mitch, give me a Graham. Oh, wow. You still have this thing.
Yeah. Hey, Emma.
Yeah, what's up?
Would Emmett know if we have already attempted the remove affliction spell and if it had effect or not?
I don't think you would know that.
Okay. Emmett is going to reach out and touch. Wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, he's going to reach out and cast remove affliction and attempt a caster level check, which is 1d20 plus my caster level, for he's guessing that Graham has some kind of curse that is anchoring him here, so that's what he's attempting.
Okay. Give me that caster level check.
Yeah, we are level 7, 8, 9. Nine? Wow. I've been paying attention.
No, we're eight.
We're eight. Okay. Yeah, we're eight.
sorry, we're level 12.
Yeah. I mean, I wish, because it would be better. 25.
So you attempt to cast it, and he looks over at you and explains that didn't seem to have an effect. And as you attempt that check or that spell, a little girl made of shadows kind of separates from Graham's body. And she stands next to him and reaches her hand up at Graham. And Graham reaches down and grabs her hand. And Graham says, I don't think that's going to do anything. Thank you. And Snazdaka, when you lower your hover disc down, Graham actually lifts up the little girl, kind of like under her armpits, and tries to set her on the hover disc. And she does set down on the hover disc okay. And then Graham tries to climb up. And he gets his knees up to the hover disc. Like, he crawls up with his hands, kind of moves forward to try and sit, turns around. Once, you know, he like gets up on his knees, turns around,
And then with his feet dangling over, he attempts to pull his feet up onto the hover disc. And the fungus just slowly reaches up and wraps around his feet and pulls him back down to the ground.
Before it pulls him, when it reaches up, can Emmett try to slice it?
Sure.
Do you want me to like roll an attack? Or
you can just attempt to slice it.
Okay, I attempt to slice it.
Yeah. As you do so, the fungus actually seems to dodge out of the way and then reform where it separated in the blink of an eye. It seems very quick.
I don't like that, especially since if it was incorporeal, I'd still be able to hit it, but I don't like it. I don't like it.
It doesn't look as if it's incorporeal. It actually looks as if it has an unrealistic reflex speed, if that makes sense. Like it's fibers that connect the fungus together, like immediately separate when your sword strikes through them, and then they reform.
Okay.
And then pull Graham back down.
Super cool. Terrifying. Super
cool. Graham,
like that.
Yeah, Graham explains to Snazdaka, it seems like I can't leave. And then he looks over at Malika and asks who that is. Malika steps forward and explains that she is a paladin of order, one of the paladins of balance. And she's here to try to determine what's happening. Do you guys have anything else that you want to add with Graham? Anything you want to try?
Well, now that we've introduced ourselves, who's your friend? Ham Gray?
He corrects you. His name is Graham.
Oh, okay.
And the little girl steps forward. She says, I'm someone who, I guess I kind of look out for him and he kind of looks out for me. I don't know. We met a little while ago. I don't really remember much before we met. And then she clutches her head and she screams really loudly, almost as if she couldn't control it. Can I have each of you give me a will save?
Is this a mind affecting effect?
Yes.
I will use my reaction to give +2 to myself and my orgy friend.
Okay.
Is this a spell or spell-like effect?
It does act like a spell, yes.
Oh, even better. Okay. All right, here we go. +11. Hey, ooh. 31.
All right.
I only get a 21.
Just a moment.
Could have saved that for later, but I'll take it.
All right. DC equals 15 plus 4 plus 1.5 times. Okay, hang on. Okay, so that is 15 plus 4 plus. That's a DC 31.
What?
Well, I got 31. And it fails.
I got a 31.
Okay, you're good.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. As a standard action, she broadcasts a jarring telepathic screech into the minds of nearby individuals. She can use this ability on one target creature per level, all of which must be within range of her telepathy. If you succeed at an... Hang on. Yeah. Oh, nope. Give me just a moment. The DC 31 is for something else.
Okay. Is more? No.
She fails at the 31 intimidation check. And... So you are not shaken for one round. So actually nothing happens.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Other than a ridiculously loud mental scream that she shares with all of you.
Noticing that it's mental.
Yeah.
Emmett is going to focus his telepathy on this entity and give a mental battle cry at it.
Okay, so a couple things happen. First off, she, as soon as she screams, almost instantaneously, she stands back up. So she falls to the ground, like she falls to her knees, screams in pain, mental anguish. And then immediately she stands back up, puts her hands out in front of her. And she says, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Are you okay? And then Emmett, you scream that battle cry at her.
Yep.
And she puts her hands over her ears and she begins to cry. And then Graham lowers down, puts each of his hands on her shoulders, and then hushes her and hugs her.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Can I attempt to identify creature?
Sure.
I'm assuming it's mysticism.
Yeah, it would be mysticism.
Oh, it's a bad roll. 22. I imagine that I don't even hit DC.
15 plus. Well, no, you would get something. Okay. Yeah, you get the first thing that you notice is that she is human, but she is undead of some sort.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Emmett does share that information.
Yeah. She does seem to be incorporeal.
But she's on my hover disk, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
And she does seem to be... very tied to Graham. Also, Emmett, I mean, you would be able to point out that this girl herself is very weak. Like, she's not a strong foe. She's not someone that could really stand up to you guys in a fight.
Emmett wants to smite.
Can you get her?
Emmett's going to reach over, put his hand on Snazdaka's shoulder, and using Mind Link, transfer all of that information to Snazdaka.
Snazdaka's eyes gloss over for a sec, then he looks up at the girl, looks over at Hamgray.
And then says, or looks down at his hover disk and says, "Hey, hover disk! Over there! Now!" And he commands the hover disk to go over to the base of this tree-looking thing.
Uh-huh.
So he's basically moving her away from Hamgray.
Okay. She actually stays floating where she is. The hover disk moves, except she's not sitting on it. She looked as if she was sitting on it, except she's floating where it was. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, is this going okay for you guys?
Yeah.
It's kind of it's hard for me to gauge.
Yeah.
Okay with the session so far? Is it going all right?
I just can't. I can't figure out how we're going to move Hamgray.
Emmett has his sword drawn from when he tried to hit the fungus, and upon learning that she's undead humanoid, his weapon starts to glow faintly with good energy.
Okay.
As he spends a resolve point to channel his smite evil for the second time today.
Okay.
And he's gonna attack her.
Okay. This is gonna be interesting. I'm opening up Graham's. I'm gonna give you a surprise round.
Okay.
And Graham is also gonna act. Graham got a 26 on his initiative.
Oh, initiative, okay.
Initiative, yeah. Give me an initiative.
Even if I roll a natural 20, he's going to go before me. But,
okay.
I roll a 9.
Okay, but you still do get to act in the surprise round. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Snazdaka, are you jumping in on this initiative when you see...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Because it's clear Emmett knows more about this thing than Snazdaka does.
Okay.
So technically, Snazdaka would now know everything Emmett does, because I transferred to you in 1 second.
Right.
The amount, yeah.
You knew that information. Snazdaka didn't.
So oh, yeah.
He's okay. Following your lead.
That's fair.
So, yeah. Do you need me to roll initiative?
Yes, please.
All right. What is my initiative? I think it's pretty crappy. Yep. 11.
11. Got it.
Whose idea was it to give Graham like really good initiative? Was that my idea?
That might have been your idea. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Whoops.
But Emmett, you get to act in the surprise round. You can go ahead and attack the girl.
Yep. And I will remind you that I have the ghost killer weapon infusion, which means that I can hit and deal full damage to incorporeal and ethereal creatures.
Now, what happens if you, just hypothetically speaking,
mm-hmm.
just a hypothetical.
Right.
What would happen if your smite evil were activated and you struck a good creature?
Interesting. Let me look.
Because I have a potential
thing that could hypothetically happen. If the it would still do damage, it just wouldn't deal the extra critical effect.
Okay.
And per the holy weapon infusion, which is basically what I give it for the next 8 minutes, it is only bypassing things that are that have damage resistance to good, and like it basically only has extra effects against evil things, not against good things.
Okay. Give me damage, or well, roll to hit first, I guess.
Cool. So that is a natural 20.
Okay.
So it's a critical. The critical effect, if this creature is evil, is the wound critical effect.
Okay.
Which is rolls on a table, yada yada. But the damage. Is 27 plus 22 is 49 points of damage. And then Not wood table, Google. I want the wound table.
It's not wound.
It's not wound. Okay.
She's a good aligned creature.
She's a what now? Does it make any sense? Okay. That's fine. Emmett is just like very anti this creature.
That's fair.
And he doesn't like that. He doesn't. I would imagine that he like is informed by the weapon not doing the effect that he thinks it's going to, that she's not evil aligned, but I imagine that he would like not understand that she's good aligned.
Okay.
But he's super, and I guess I will have moved to be wherever this creature is. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess I didn't have to move because I have reach, but whatever. Yeah, that's what Emmett does.
So you kill the creature, the girl. She is
God.
Immediately, with one swing of your sword, she is dead. And you see this shadowy little girl wisp down to Graham, begin crying. With this strange gash across her midsection where you struck. And her form appears in Graham's arms. And she just goes silent. And as she does so, the shadowy wisps fall from Graham's hands and absorb into the dead soil beneath. And let me ask you, Mitch, how would Graham react to someone killing a little girl who needed help?
I don't like that question, Emma. Yeah, he would not react well. Somewhere between rage and some he would react angrily and probably would attack.
I think we'll,
but not to the point of like self-sacrifice, because they're dead. Killing killing someone else is not going to bring them back. But also, the snap judgment would be to shoot.
No.
All right.
I don't like it.
We're going to call session from the perspective of Snazdaka, Emmett, and Malika. We're going to call it done. But I do need Graham to give me a quick perception check. So, oh. Mitch, would you do that for me?
Yeah, I can do that. It's unfortunate that he's got good perception, or maybe it's fortunate. I don't know.
Snazdagadol.
Your perception bonus is a 7. No.
It might 15. It might actually be higher.
It's a 15.
It's a 15. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to pull up the character sheet, but I won't. 19 total.
All right.
Bad world, but
down toward, just a moment.
So I just want to say, in Emmett's brain, he has just done the right thing. In sure. Mitch's brain, I think Emmett has just made a huge mistake.
I think in terms of gameplay, this is real interesting and very mm-hmm. good listening.
Like, in Emmett's brain, he has just killed a curse. Basically, like the physical manifestation of a curse. That's what Emmett is going for. Emmett does not see things in shades of gray. It is only black and white. He's very different from Graham, who saw everything in shades of gray.
Absolutely. And I mean, Emmett's not wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Graham sees...
And now I'm just like, should I, do I wish that Graham rolled higher or do I wish that he rolled lower? Because I don't know.
Way in the distance, down toward the southern edge of the map, Graham sees, just before he goes into this rage, whatever it is, he sees a shadowy wolf figure. And it is staring him down with teeth bared. And then it just disappears into the ground.
You said you were calling session?
And that's where we're calling session. Thank you for joining us again on Galaxy's Greatest. I have an exciting announcement. Our prologue and episode 1 of Galessrian's Greatest, our Pathfinder 2nd Edition RPG actual play homebrew podcast, is now live. You can go and check it out on whatever podcast platform you use so that you can enjoy that show as well as this one. Thank you for being here. We appreciate your support.